Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle ARP glue layer in Ableton Live 12 using resampling, and the goal is to make your drop feel tighter, darker, and way more rewind-worthy. Now, when people hear the word ARP, they often think of some shiny trance-style pattern that sits on top of the track and just kind of sparkles. That is not what we want here. In jungle and drum and bass, especially in a heavy drop, the ARP should behave more like glue. It should help the drums, bass, and atmosphere feel locked together. It should add motion without stealing the spotlight. And when it drops out, you should miss it just enough that its return feels exciting. We're going to start with a simple synth idea, shape it into something rhythmic and gritty, print it to audio, and then chop and arrange it so it feels like a proper jungle sample rather than just a MIDI loop. First, set your tempo around 174 BPM. That's a strong starting point for jungle and DNB. Create one MIDI track for the ARP source and one audio track for resampling. If you like working with sends, you can also set up return tracks for delay and reverb, but keep the workflow simple at first. The big idea here is to think like a producer who is already hearing the arrangement, not just the loop. For the ARP sound itself, use a stock Ableton instrument like Waveedable, Operator, Analog, or even simpler if you want to start from a stab sample. A really solid starting point in Waveedable is a saw wave on oscillator 1, maybe a square or second saw on oscillator 2. A little detune, and a small amount of unison. Keep it present, but not huge. You want a sound that can sit above the bass without fighting the kick and snare. Shape the amp envelope so it has a short attack, a medium decay, a moderate sustain, and a fairly short release. That gives you a clean, percussive feel. Then use a low-pass or band-pass filter with some movement. The key here is not to make it lush and wide open all the time. Keep it a little restrained. Jungle glue often sounds better when it feels slightly tucked and a bit dusty. Now let's program the MIDI. Make a 2-bar clip in a minor key or something with a darker modal flavor. A minor, D minor, F sharp minor, or a Phrygian type of vibe all work well. Start with a simple arpeggio built from 1/8 notes, then add a few 1/16 pickups or little rests, so it breathes with the drums. This is important. A lot of beginner ARPs sound too tidy and too full. Jungle needs push and pull. It needs space for the breakbeat to speak. Think of the pattern like a phrase, not just a loop. Bar 1 can climb and repeat. Bar 2 can answer it with a variation, maybe a lower note, a little jump, or a small rhythmic twist. Don't fill every subdivision. Leave room around the snare hits. Leave room for the groove to feel alive. Then humanize the MIDI a little. Vary the velocity so some notes hit harder than others. Shorten a few notes so they don't all blur together. If the timing needs it, nudge a couple of notes slightly off the grid, just enough to feel human and slightly unstable. You can also throw in one octave jump every bar or two to create a little lift. The goal is movement, not complexity. Now it's time to build the processing chain. A really useful stock chain for this kind of ARP is EQ8, saturator, auto filter, echo or simple delay, drum bus or redux, and utility. Start with EQ8 and high pass the sound somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on how thick it is. This keeps the low end clear for the kick and bass. If the sound gets boxy, cut some of the low mids around 300 to 600 Hz. If it needs more presence, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but be careful. We are aiming for support, not brightness for its own sake. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Even 2 to 6 dB can add the grit you need. Turn on soft clip if it helps keep the peaks controlled. This is one of those steps that can make the ARP feel more like it belongs in a rough jungle mix, and less like a clean studio patch. Then use auto filter for motion. A low pass sweep, or even subtle automation over a few bars, can make the ARP feel like it is breathing with the arrangement. Just avoid going too resonant or too dramatic unless you want a special effect. We're aiming for a supportive texture that evolves. Add echo or simple delay if you want a little rhythmic tail. Keep the time musical, like 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and keep the feedback moderate. Also filter the delay so it doesn't clutter the snare or cloud the midrange. The delay should create momentum, not wash over everything. If you want a dirtier, more worn jungle feel, add drum bus or a touch of redux. Don't overdo it. A little crunch or bit reduction can give the ARP that old sampler character that makes it feel more authentic. And finish with utility, so you can control the width and gain. In a busy drop, too much stereo can make the center feel weak, so keep the main ARP reasonably focused. Now comes the fun part, resampling. This is the core technique in this lesson. Instead of leaving the ARP as MIDI forever, we're going to print it to audio. That gives us more control, more character and more arrangement options. Create an audio track, set its input to resampling, arm it, and record a few bars while the ARP plays. Don't just capture the one perfect pass. Record a few variations, maybe one with a little more delay, maybe one with filter automation, maybe one where the ARP feels a little more open. The point is to give yourself options. Resampling is about collecting good accidents. Once the audio is recorded, go through and find the tightest, most interesting rhythmic section. Crop it down to a two-bar loop, or even a smaller slice if that feels better. Use warp carefully if you need timing correction, but don't over-edit the life out of it. Then clean up the edges with fade so you don't get clicks. Now listen like an arranger, not just a sound designer. What part of the loop actually glues the drop together? What part feels too busy? What clashes with the snare? Often the best move is to remove more than you add. Cut out moments that step on the brake. Let the snare punch through. Let the bass own the bottom end. The ARP should be there, but it should feel like part of the machine, not a separate melody floating on top. This is where jungle character really starts to emerge. Try chopping the audio into little 1/8 or 1/16 fragments. Reverse one small phrase. Pitch one chop down an octave. Add tiny tape stop style moment if it fits. Print a filtered version and layer it underneath the main one. These little resampled edits are what give the loop that chopped, restless, old-school energy. A really strong trick is to make three versions of the same ARP. One clean support version, one dirtier textured version, and one chopped fill version. Then use them across the arrangement, so the idea evolves, without needing a brand new melody every 8 bars. That's how you keep a drop interesting while still sounding focused. Mixing this layer is all about balance. Keep most of its energy above 180 or 250 Hz. If it starts fighting the vocal, the snare, or the bass line, back it off. Use sidechain compression if the kick needs more room. Check it in mono, and keep an eye on the harsh mids around 3 to 6 kHz. If it gets sharp, tame it a little. If it gets too muddy, cut more low mids and shorten the delay. Also, pay attention to volume. A good jungle ARP glue layer should still read at low volume. If you can hear the rhythm and feel the motion quietly, that's a strong sign it's doing its job. If the listener notices the ARP too much, it may be too loud. If they don't notice it at all, it may be too static or too buried. Aim for that middle ground where it feels clearly present, but not overexplained. Now let's think about arrangement, because this is where the rewind-worthy energy really happens. A great technique is to bring the ARP in fully for the first few bars of the drop, then filter it down or mute part of it in the next phrase. Right before a big impact, kite out for half a bar or a full bar, then bring it back instantly. That absence makes the return hit much harder. If you're aiming for a rewind moment, use the ARP like a recognizable hook. Let it appear enough that the crowd remembers it. Then stop it suddenly on the last bar. Maybe let a reverse chop or a filtered tail lead into the restart, and follow with a drum fill or a vocal cue. That contrast is what makes the phrase memorable. A few coach notes to keep in mind while you work. First, think in phrases, not just loops. Even a two-bar clip should have a beginning, middle, and end. Second, let the drums win the transient fight. If your ARP is too punchy, it can blur the break. Soften the front edge if needed. Third, use contrast as the hook. A brief dropout or a different filter position can make the return feel massive. And finally, print early and edit often. Once the idea is audio, you'll make faster, better decisions. Here's a really good practice exercise. Make one two-bar ARP and print three versions. Version 1 is clean and supportive, with light saturation and a short delay. Version 2 is dirtier, with more drive, more filter movement, and a bit more grit. Version 3 is a fill version with one reverse chop, a few missing notes, and a little pitch down moment near the end. Then arrange them across 16 bars and listen for how the energy changes. Does the ARP support the drums? Does it evolve naturally? Does the drop feel more memorable? If yes, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and drum and bass, especially when you want that rewind-worthy impact, the best ARP players are usually not left as endless MIDI. They're printed, chopped, shaped, and reused like samples. That gives them character, movement, and arrangement power. Keep it rhythmic. Keep it a little gritty. Keep it out of the way of the low end. And most importantly, make it feel like part of the drop's identity. That's the jungle ARP glue workflow in Ableton Live 12. Build the phrase, print it, break it apart, and let it help your drop hit harder every time it comes back.